If you will, turn to Philippians, the book of Philippians in chapter 4. We'll look at some scripture that's here in the book of Philippians. I think that we're all very familiar with the verse, Philippians 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I think we have all heard that verse before. And this is an interesting statement for Paul as the author of the epistle to the church at Philippi to write. Why would this be rather unusual for Paul to say, rejoice in the Lord always? Again, I say rejoice. Paul is writing this epistle from prison. He is a prisoner when he writes this. And in a Roman prison, for him to be able to say, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice, this tells you there's something a little bit different about Paul and his state of mind and his service to the Lord that makes a difference for Paul here. So rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. He's able to rejoice in the Lord. That's why he's able to rejoice even while he's in a prison cell. Verse 5, let your forbearing spirit be made known to all men. The Lord is near. How does Paul have this forbearing or patient spirit? Well, because the Lord is near. He's serving the Lord. Verse 6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Wow, if you're going to be anxious, if you're going to have anxiety, I bet prison is a place to have it. You can imagine how Paul could be an anxious person in prison, but you know, he's saying be anxious in nothing, but by everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. That's why he's not anxious. He is offering up prayer, thanksgiving, supplication. He's offering up prayers to God. He's able to be in prison, Paul is here, and not be anxious. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Wow, here he is. He's in prison, but he is at peace. Why is he at peace? Well, in Christ Jesus, the peace of God, he has that. It surpasses all comprehension, guards his heart, his mind, because of Christ Jesus. He has this peace of God that dwells in him. Now, looking at verses 8 and 9 here, an interesting thought. I had written this in my side column reference. At some point I heard someone say this, that in verse 8 here you see the Christian's filtering system. How is that? How the Christian filters in his mind? Finally, brethren, whatever is true, okay, so if it's true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is of lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. So the things that we as Christians should be dwelling on, the things that we think about, needs to go through this filter. You know, needs to meet all of these qualifications here in order for our mind as Christians to dwell on these things. If it's true, if it's honorable, if it's right, if it's pure, if it's lovely, if it's of good repute, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, then those are the things that we should let our mind dwell on. If it doesn't meet any of those qualifications, if it doesn't make it through that filtering system, it's not something we should be dwelling on. And so in verse 9, the things you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. So if we're going to, you know, we'll be able to practice good things. How? If the God of peace is within us. Verse 11 Going down to verse 11. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. So, how can Paul, being here in prison, in this Roman prison, how can he be content in whatever circumstances he's in? Well, it's because he's been conditioned by his faith in God. Verse 13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Another verse that we're all familiar with. And keep in mind, where was this written from? From prison. Paul is in prison. And he can do all things. He's in prison. And how is it that he can do all things? Through Jesus Christ who strengthens him. So we see here Paul in prison. He's able to rejoice. And why is that? Verse 4, because he's in the Lord. Verse 5, he's able to forbear and be patient, have a spirit because the Lord is near. Verse 6, he's able to be anxious for nothing. Why is that? Because of his prayers, his supplications, his thanksgiving to God. Verse 7, he's able to have the peace of God because it's in Christ Jesus. Verse 9, he's able to practice good things because the God of peace is with him. Verse 11, he's able to be content in whatever circumstances he's in because it's conditioned by his faith in God. And he can do all things, and how is that? Because it's through Jesus Christ who strengthens him. So all of these things that Paul and the, you know, this great predicament of being in prison, he's able to have all of these wonderful things. Here we are out in the world today, and we can hardly have any of these qualities, can we? Oh, life is miserable. This, that, and the other is against us. But here we see Paul in prison can do all of these things, and why? Because of God, because of Jesus, because of his faith, because of his prayers. And these are things that are available to each one of us as well as children of God. And we as children of God should always remember this and look to God in the worst of circumstances, not just then, but even in the best of circumstances, because he'll be there for us, each one of us. Going back to the previous chapter, chapter 3 and verse 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul, even in prison, he was pressing on toward that goal, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And what greater calling could each one of us have as well than what we see here in verse 14, that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so tonight, as we offer an invitation, that's something that you should aspire toward, that you could have, that you could answer that call of the prize of the upward, that upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that's available to each one of us as Christians. And we can rejoice in the Lord. We can rejoice in salvation that's available to each one of us. Why? Because it comes through the Lord. Paul in prison writes these words of encouragement that we can use today in our lives as Christians, but also realizing if we're not Christians, we have this ability as well, that we can have these things through Jesus Christ. And so it's something very worthy of us to be able to have this kind of life and to be able to take advantage of that, and that is offered through salvation in Christ Jesus. This time we'll have our invitation song. If you're subject to the invitation, please respond at this time.